You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Just updating the World Cup qualifier between Lebanon and Australia being played in Canberra, a sellout crowd there in Canberra. The Socceroos lead by 1-0 after 35 minutes. Kusini Yenge got the goal after only 2 minutes, very early on in the piece. So Australia, this is the second round, and they're only a win away from progressing through to the third round and the all-important third round when it comes to the World Cup qualifiers. Of course, the World Cup happening in the United States, Canada and Mexico in 2026, but Australia lead by 1-0. Just before we go to the break, we're going to be honouring a special birthday today. This gentleman was born in Geraldton, Australian TV and radio sports commentator. He was a former player and coach with the West Perth Football Club. You know who I'm talking about. He worked in the media for over 40 years. He's the only television broadcaster to have spanned the entire duration of the VFL, AFL competition, because he worked with the Seven Network. And then when Nine got the AFL rights, he worked at Channel 9 and even Broadcom, who got it back in the early days. He retired from calling AFL matches on TV following the 2016 AFL Grand Final. We're talking about Dennis Cometti, who celebrates a birthday today. He turns 75. So many happy returns to Big Den. Just an amazing commentator. And as I said, when I put this little package together, it's only 60 seconds of some of Dennis Cometti's great broadcasting moments. And there was many, many over his career. It just makes you think how good sitting back at home on a Friday night, watching the footy with Dennis Cometti calling and how it compares to what's being delivered at the moment. I'd like to get your thoughts. 0487 736 736. Have a listen to this snapshot.
Kicks it back towards the wing. In front, Franklin. Knocked away by Morris. Naismith sold a teammate into trouble. Quick thinking by Kennedy. And Franklin was run down. Tom Boyd's got it. Tom Boyd goes long. Stadium holds its breath. It's a goal. And the western suburbs erupt.
Wilson, like a cork in the ocean over his head. Oh, my word.
This is a virtuoso performance. He will leave tonight and get on the team bus with a violin case. Over the top to Lydia, and he's got speed. I'm going to say it, Bruce. That was centimetre perfect. What a kick.
Beautiful kick.
Burns. Swan kicks inside the forward 50. Rocker comes to it. Well, Rocker, like my wife driving, needs a fair bit of lane.
Goes around Tippett, gives it to McRae in space. He drives it back towards the 50. Picking from behind! Picking from behind! What a mark! The littlest man at the threesome. He's got the ball about 55 metres out.
How good was it? Honestly, how good was it listening to Dennis call the AFL? And what I liked about him as a broadcaster, unlike what happens these days, unless it was just an out-of-the-blue moment, he didn't shout. He called it. And he had the light and shade in his delivery. And, of course, his vocabulary was just exceptional. And as I said, when I was listening to that, because we want to celebrate Dennis Lilly's 75th birthday today, is that nobody comes close to him anymore. Nobody, regardless of what you think of the broadcasters now, and that's us radio broadcasters as well, and I'm putting everybody in the mix, nobody comes close. And it was a sad day when he retired from AFL broadcasting because, I can tell you now, it's not as good as it was when Dennis was part of the action. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. All thanks to Toolmart, the complete tool centre, serving WA for over 45 years, and Nutrient Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Give us your thoughts on that, what I've just mentioned about broadcasters. I'd like to get your feedback. 0487 736 736. We'll speak to Troy Kirkham next, the Executive Manager of Game Development and Community Football at the WA Football Commission.